Hello, and welcome to Gravel Knits, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is March 1st, 2023. Thanks for listening.
I'm Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers.
Yay!
And we have drinks tonight, brought to you by the letter Y.
Yay! Yeah, so the first one we're going to do tonight is Single Speed Brewing Tricycle. It is a cream ale. So this is a little different. We had to have had some sort of cream ale on before, but I don't know. It's not something we commonly do.
Right. It's not one of our standard go-tos. They tend to be lighter. Let me see. I'm going to pull up a little Google search for us.
Why Kelsey does it, I can read. Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, the first thing that comes up is, what is cream ale and is there cream in it? Go ahead and read what the can says.
Resting upon three wheels, each with different stylistic vision, sits this hybrid ale. Wheel one romanticizes about cream ale. Wheel two longs for an American wheat, while wheel three is captivated by the pale ale. Peacefully, they spin to the center of the room, and Tricycle is formed, balanced by just enough hop character to remain upright. Together, they roll to a sweet, citrusy state. Right on. It's pretty cute.
Cream ale is a style of American beer, which is light and colored and well attenuated, meaning drier and with a somewhat higher alcohol content than regular beer.
I'll drink to that. Also, I finally got this out.
Is this your stein? Oh, man.
I don't like to gloat, but I'm like, I really should use this.
Oh, you should use this on every time that we record.
Okay, well then... then you have to win next year so we can both have one.
Perfect. I'm going to try.
So we can see that it's light in color.
Has a very light amber look to it.
Yeah. Oh, but Kelsey has a bomb koozie right now.
In fact, I do.
With some amazing Star Wars stickers. It's cute.
Well, on the one, it's Star Wars. I've got Vader. And then... can you tell?
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe on the other side, rocking out.
That's super fun. Yeah, she's all tatted out. This is interesting. Now, I'm glad I read the can first because I would have been like, this isn't that creamy. But the cream is there. It's just all the other things are there too. I'm getting some of the wheat. I'm getting some of the pale. I would say that this is more of a hoppier light beer. Like if you're looking for... It's more on the hoppy side than like a lager or a wheat, which is the intention, but just something to be aware of.
Right. It's on the lighter side of a pale ale almost, or a pale lager.
I'm getting the cream kind of more in the beginning of it. And then it kind of finishes with that weedy hoppiness to me.
Right.
It's little funky. It's like some light funk.
Definitely light funk. That's also like Cole's favorite beer term.
I think it's a great beer term. That's good.
Well, with that, we'd like to cheers to the sheep for their wool, the shepherds for their dedication,
and the sheepdogs,
and the beer that keeps the world happy.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It's just such a Caitlin thing. Like I have like four whole words to say in that. And every time you start, I'm like, oh my God, I gotta look at the words. I have to be ready.
My turn's coming.
Like I'm gonna do okay. It's four words. Okay. I'm like, gotta focus. Anyways.
Okay.
Kelsey, how are you?
You know, I'm pretty good. I have been very flustered and very overwhelmed, and I can keep going. My list of over things is rather long. But I'm very, very excited. I get to start on a new adventure next week.
Yay!
Pretty much that's all I can say about that at this point in time. But maybe in the future I'll be able to say more. But I'm very excited about it. It's just going to be a big change in life. But I'm very, very excited to learn and grow and expand on my knowledge. And for once can say that what I've gone to school for might actually be what I do.
Nice.
Not many people I know can say that.
Yeah, I'm one of those weird people that can.
Few and far between.
Yeah, few and like so many people in my department, not the case. But me, yes. I'm weird.
Most of my current office, nobody went to school for what we have, for what we do.
It's pretty specialized and super interesting, but it's also exciting to see what's next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's, my world is in a little bit of an upheaval. I'm trying to stay afloat and it's going pretty well. That's why you haven't kind of heard from us so much lately. But we're still here. We're not disappearing.
We're here. Yes. We have way too much fun.
Yes. Yes. Like, I got to go to Kansas City a couple weekends ago.
Whoop, whoop.
And had a wonderful time down there. Had a great experience with some people who could have been very mean at times, but were so positive. It was a great experience. I was reffing, which is what it was. And there are times that, you know, people can get upset, players, parents, whoever. And I had one set of parents that were absolutely amazing. And they cheered for their girls no matter what was happening, whether they're winning or losing. They were positive the whole time.
Awesome.
And it was just so good to see that.
Yeah, that's cool. Thanks for sharing. It made me happy.
Yeah, that's kind of my happy
go
moment.
Go cool parents.
Well, that was the thing. I don't often interact with parents, but I said, hey, you know, it was really great to hear your positivity during the whole thing. And the dad's response, you know, they're 14-year-old girls. They hardly know how to pass the ball. Like, they're just trying to figure it all out. It was great to see. Great experience.
Yay.
Yeah. So that's what I've been doing. I've been either working or traveling or trying to fit in some physical therapy, which has been helping. And I actually can knit some again.
Yay.
In January, there was a period where I wasn't really wanting to knit or it hurt to knit. And it's like, I'm fed up with this.
Yeah.
And physical therapy is going well. At the point where I can actually turn my head to check my blind spot in my car without actually turning my body.
Yes.
That's a huge achievement. I did that the other day for the first time. I was like, whoa. So yeah, lots of new exciting things. What's new with you?
Let's see. Today I spent a lot of money, kind of.
You're tempting to spend a lot of money.
Yeah. So we have a bathroom that pretty much I broke a tile, but we already know it's a problem and the whole thing really does need to be fixed. So we're going to do that, which sounds really funny. Like, I broke a tile, so we're doing the whole thing. That's not what I mean, but maybe this is TMI, but like, it's gross. It's dirty. It needs to be redone. Water is being trapped in the wrong places and it leaks. And yeah, so this is, I think, one of the first big home improvement projects we've done. I guess we got our floors redone when we first moved in.
Yeah, I think that is. So you had your roof done?
Oh, that's true. That was a big one. Roof's big. Thank you. Yeah. Like, and we've replaced like appliances. Like, we had to replace our air conditioner. And we replaced our washer and dryer. So we've done stuff like this, but this is like a...
this is a big change rather than just a have to.
So in the 7 years that I've been with my husband, this is the first time we're like renovating, I guess. Maybe that's a better word. And so like, we're talking about it and like planning out financing. And I'm just like, oh, this is so scary. But it's going to be good. We've got it set up and yeah. So it's a really great day to have a beverage just to kind of let that mellow out.
I get it.
And then today, actually, so Thursday last week? Thursday, thank you. Okay, we had a lot of rain on Thursday. And so the river has been kind of rising and rising. And I biked to work on Friday and it was fine. Like, there were some parts that were close, but it was fine. But as of yesterday, there's a section of the trail that I take to the gym that goes underneath the train tracks and is not easy to cross over the train tracks, and it is flooded. So my friend Leah showed Brian and I, like, she rides a lot more through downtown than we do, where I can go from my house and go like kind of like north of the gym and then come down to get to the gym. Basically it's Grand, and that just, I just didn't know quite how to connect that to Gray's Lake.
Yes.
Without going around downtown. So yeah, this morning we did it, and I woke up really early because I didn't know how much longer it would take. It's only like a mile or so longer, but now I have an alternative route. And this is like to work, I've been able to find like lots of different ways to get to work from my house, but to get to the gym, which is the opposite direction, I'm like, there's like a giant park. And so there isn't really a lot of ways, and the roads kind of going around are not exactly friendly for bikes, because you have to cross like some bridges that are, don't really have like a pedestrian
right, and there's section. Not really a bike lane either.
Yeah. So not my like favorite like route, but I have one now. Like I have another option. So yeah, I'm excited. And I got to go with Brian this morning, so that was kind of cool, because usually one of us is with Riker, but Riker slept the night over at Grandma Grandpa's. So we got to go together.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah. So that was cool. Kind of pushed me out of my comfort zone, even though it's not, I don't know. It's like, I just didn't know how long it was going to take. It's new, different. Like I kind of scoped it out a few days before and found where it was like physically after looking at a map, but I don't know.
Well, it's always different until you've gotten away, you know, once you've gone down that path, you've kind of figured out, but until you do, you're unsure what's going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was cool.
That's one thing I'm very excited about. The new adventure will be off the bike trail.
Yeah. I am so excited. We can both bike to work.
Yay. Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
No, I think that's fantastic. My stitches are getting a little bit of extra flavor here. There's a little bit of a incorrectness happening in my slip stitches on my sleeve here. Not sleeve, strap. But I kind of like it. It's going to work. It's going to be a functional bag. Anyways, so I guess that brings us to announcements.
So first up, we've got our year-long stash challenge.
Yay!
Back for year number two.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, if you want to participate or not, it's up to you. You can start now. You can count what we did from, what was it, January 15th forward, I think. Or any time throughout the year, you're welcome to join in. What we are doing is tracking our stash, whether it's incoming or outgoing, trying to keep it close to zero or as low as we can possibly go, kind of working on using what we have. We already have people that are working on it.
Yeah. Or have
entered into it. I am not one of them.
I updated myself today.
Nice. With that, there's a submission form on our website that has a few more details, that has the entry and things like that. And in addition to that, we are doing quarterly make-alongs. So that's a little new for this year. So we started our first quarter in January, and it's going through the end of this month of March. So as long as you have your entry in by April 1st.
You do not have to finish it.
Our challenge for this quarter is to do something new for you. New year, new skills.
Mm-hmm.
Like an example, I wasn't really sure what I was going to do. I was kind of thinking double knitting because I've never done it. However, I am working on a sweater that has box pleats in it.
Cool.
And I have never done box pleats before. So I'm going to learn something new with that.
That's really neat. I love it.
And I'm not sure I'm going to have my whole sweater done by the end of March. So if I just have one of the sleeves done with the box pleat, I can enter that and it'd be an entry.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect example. So quarter two is going to be expand your knowledge on a skill. So say you've only done 1x1 cables, maybe do 2x2, or you've done a hat, but do it in a different direction. Just something to do to expand on something you have done. Really, if you can make it fit, we will count it.
Absolutely. Give us any reason that your entry counts. We will likely say yes.
Yeah.
And we can have examples be in an email, an Instagram, Ravelry. Doesn't really matter if it's blog posts, as long as it's yours and you can say, hey, this is what I did. That counts.
Yes. Yep. And the submission form is on our Instagram bio. It is in our notes on our website. So you got a few options there. Cool.
I do not have a scoreboard made yet. I'm hoping in the next week or two, life will settle down a little bit that I can actually spend the time to create it.
We're still recording it. We just haven't made a scoreboard.
It's still there, but I promise you, your entries are not going into thin air.
All right. I think that's all we have.
Cool. So then, what have you been listening to?
Not just bikes. So this is a YouTube channel, and it is, I don't know, I don't listen to a lot of YouTube channels, but there's like thousands and thousands of people that listens to this, and it's kind of neat. So the host is Jason Slaughter, and I'm just going to read off their website, or it's actually the Patreon site, a summary of what it is. But it is Not Just Bikes started as a way to explain why we choose to live in the Netherlands, as opposed to any other 60 countries we visited. These topics turned out to be more popular than I expected from people in and outside of Netherlands, and the channel has expanded into videos about good and bad city design in general, with the Netherlands usually being an example for good.
That's pretty cool.
It's super neat. And there is a lot about bikes there. But it is also about city design and even like greener living because of the way that things are set up. And I think it's really interesting. And I find it very motivating to inspire me to bike more. Like when I go to the post office, it is a mile away. Like I can just hop on my bike as long as my package isn't too big. I don't need to jump in my car.
Well, so if there's next time you have too big a package, just put it in the trailer.
Yeah, there we go. I can connect the trailer. I have not run into that situation yet, but now I have a solution. So thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah. So it's just neat and interesting. And I've binged a ton of the videos and I really enjoy it. And I think it's been good education.
That definitely sounds like one I need to check out for so many reasons.
It's cool. Yeah. I'm not sure if I think that like that paragraph does such a good job of describing it. But I find it inspiring, and there's just a lot of ways to like lay out like towns and cities that could be more effective so that people are encouraged to be more active. Like there was one video where like they don't wear fitness watches. Mm-hmm. And so he did it for a day and be like, yep, made my steps. No big deal. Or like there's days where I'm like, well, I've done 200 steps.
So it's just something.
Yeah, it's just lots of interesting stuff like that. So Kelsey.
Yes.
What's brewing?
Well, I've been kind of boring lately. Like I said, I haven't really done much in the way of knitting for a while, but I did finally start something new. I was kind of bored. Like I had that knitting blues, I guess. Like I just, nothing was inspiring me. Like I haven't been buying yarn, so I wasn't having like any quick things like right off the top of my head, and that wasn't coming across any patterns I really liked, and just was feeling pressured to knit or craft or something, but just didn't have the urge to, which was weird because I haven't really ever felt like that, or at least it's been a long time since I felt like that. But then one day I was just randomly searching on Ravelry and finally found something that looked really cute.
Yay.
I have the perfect yarn for that too.
Perfect.
And so that design that I found is called Syrah, and it is a sweater, a regular pullover. It's pretty basic, if you will. It has satin sleeves. It has box pleats on wrists that give it a nice puffy sleeve. I'm using yarn from Watts Yarn Company.
Yay, Watts.
Yeah. She was able to get this Merino Yak blend, Merino Yak nylon. And I already have a sweater that has a Merino Yak blend that I absolutely love and live in all the time. It has held up very well. It's like, I'm going to get that again. Well, it's not the same base, but I wanted to get another yak blend. So the moment Maddie got it in, I had her dye it in an absolutely amazing midnight blue. And it's just this perfect navy. It just looks like dark ocean waters.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I feel like you can see it moving, like the color.
Yes.
That's cool.
You can totally see it moving. It is this nice, deep tonal navy. And it just is making me so happy.
Yay.
So yeah, it's called Syrah. It's by Trico Designs, Marie-Christine Levesque. I think I probably slaughtered her last name, but it's a very cute sweater. I found it on Ravelry. I did not take the time to look for another source right now, but it was $8 Canadian. So $6.14 American.
Nice.
And it runs everywhere. It runs from extra small, being a 36-inch bust, all the way to a 5X at 64¾.
That's nice. Yeah. It's nice to see inclusivity. That's awesome, Kelsey.
Yeah. So I'm really enjoying it. I'm into my second skein of yarn on the body. I have about 3 more inches of stockinette to go. And then I will do the ribbing at the waist of the body. And then I'll do the sleeves. And yeah, probably by the end of the weekend, I should be done with the body, I hope. A couple more weeks and I'll have a new sweater just in time for spring.
Just in time.
Just in time for spring.
That's okay. It'll be ready for you.
Yes.
And it's Midwest.
And who knows?
You'll probably find a day.
There may be a day in May that I need this yak sweater. It's bringing me that joy that I needed. It's, just a lot of stockinette, and I'm very happy with that.
Yay.
I do have some spinning, but I haven't really touched it. It's a 2-ply that I've talked about. My friend Charlie, she helped me spin it initially. I got to see her last weekend.
Yay.
Well, I think I'm good for this week as far as,
That's wonderful.
Thanks.
I'm so glad you found a project that's making you happy.
Me too. Thank you.
Happy is good.
Even just a few stitches is good. It's like, okay, I found comfort again.
Yay. That's awesome. Yeah, yeah, yay. I like happy Kelsey. I think I'll start with what I'm currently working on. Talked about this a little bit last week or last episode, the West Side Market Bag by Corey Purdom. And it's kind of funny because this is I talked about last time, but I still think it's funny that it's my first knitted bag. Like it's the first one I've casted on, but now I've made several and this one's kind of sat. And I've kind of been on a roll on it again. So I'm working on the second strap and then I just need to Kitchener the straps together and I'm done.
And voila, you have a bag.
Yeah. And it looks like it's going to be pretty good size. I mean,
oh, wow.
This is before actually putting something in it. So it's going to probably be pretty stretchy because it lace, like it's yarn overs.
Right.
So I think the way the pattern is written is really smart. There's a nice sturdy stockinette bottom. And then it has the kind of lace pattern for the body. So that allows a little bit of stretching, which is great when I'm shoving stuff in there. And then the top is tight again to help kind of secure it in. There's a lot of great notes in the pattern and I like it. I like the way that she did that. And I am using Lion Brand Re-Up and Saffron. I believe this is kind of starting to get hard to find, but they made recycled cotton yarn.
Okay.
So it's a little bit better. Yeah.
Discontinued it, didn't they?
Yeah, which the two hats I just finished, same thing. The yarn's already discontinued.
That's a bummer.
But at least it's yarn that uses a little less water and a little less things to make since it was already processed, I guess. So yeah, but I'm excited. I will hopefully have this done by next time since I've got maybe 3 inches left on the second strap here. But who knows? I've let things sit to just have a bind off left.
Right. So, never know.
Depends what my heart wants to knit. I finally made some progress. It's been a little bit since I've talked about this, but on my electric bike, which I mostly use for commuting, I have my Be Loving hat by Melissa Simpson. I've done a few different versions of this hat, but I'm possibly making my big project this year of just making a bunch of hats and giving them away for Christmas. And this is kind of a classic beanie and I like the way it's written. So I'm doing that one. And I finished the ribbing, which I did break the rules. I think it was 2x2 and I did 1x1 because that's what I was feeling.
Oh, but
I know. I'm such a rule breaker. And yeah, I'm excited about that. I should probably grab the yarn. It is just Cascade, but it's kind of fun. They have this like big surprise. It's marled. It's a marled yarn by Cascade. It's worsted weight. And then another one I haven't touched in a while. I'm trying, and I'm finding it kind of hard, but I'm trying to pick up whips that have been hanging out for a while. And one pair of socks that I'd barely gotten to the end of the toe on, I pretty much knew I needed to rip it out after my exercise with test knitting Winnekino knit socks. I was like, oh, no wonder why. Like, my gauge is way off in socks. Gauge matters. Got to pay attention to it. And so I frogged the whole thing and I've restarted it. And I guess I should start with what I'm talking about. Fleet Feet Socks by Fatma Hines. And it's Iowa Dyer, Chameleon Yarn Co. And the colorway is You're Turning Violet, Violet. So it's this just gorgeous yarn. So I need to use it. And so I was a rebel. I didn't swatch, but I went down to a 000. And I'm just going to knit up the toe and see where I'm at. But it should be fun. It'll be my first sock with cabling in it.
Like a swatch. I'm sorry, the toe is like a swatch.
Thank you. Yeah. And if it's wrong, then I will have to see what I'm going to do because I don't have anything smaller than a 000. So it's a pretty tight gauge, I think, at least for me. I think it's like 36 and 4.
Okay. It's pretty typical with socks.
Yeah. But I'm such a loose knitter. So
I can't imagine socks on 000.
I don't know. That's where I'm at until I figure it out.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
But yeah, I'm really excited to see how these turn out. It's kind of a unique, like, cable with a pattern in the middle of the cables. And
they're very cool. You'll have to pay attention to your right and left feet.
Yes. And I, at least at this stage, I think it's cool when they're opposites. But one of these days, I'm going to, like, knit it to the same and then be devastated and then maybe I'll feel different. But for now I'm like, cool.
You make mismatching socks. Then you make a set of the other sock and then they just mismatch.
Yeah.
Or you have buddy socks.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if I got all the way through it, I would probably just call it good. Yeah. So that's kind of been at least the big projects for me. So I guess that brings us to FOs, which this is typically when we grab another drink. Where are we at with that?
I could use another drink.
Okay. Beer too.
Beer too.
Yeah, needed an opener for this guy. And this is from Founders Brewing. And it is called Dirty Bastard. It is a Scotch style ale.
Definitely a Caitlin style beer.
I hope so.
That's a Kelsey style beer, at least in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that comes right up to the top.
Nice pour. Doesn't say a whole lot on the can, except for it's a higher alcohol content, which is not uncommon when we are, I don't know if this is like a barrel age situation or what.
No, it's not a barrel aged sitch. It's just a little bit higher. Let me bring it up. So
Founders, but Dirty has a Y in it. So
yes. Founders is a brewery out of Michigan. They make a lot of tasty beers.
It has some bite to it.
It does have some bite to it.
And it also tastes like root beer, but like adult root beer.
Here's what they say on their website. So good, it's almost wrong. Dark ruby in color and brewed with 7 varieties of imported malts. Complex and finished with hints of smoke and peat. Paired with a malty richness and a right hook of hop power to give the bad attitude that a beer named Dirty Bastard has to live up to. Ain't for the wee lads.
Mm-hmm.
What makes a Scotch ale a Scotch ale?
It has a little bit of redness to it, but it's mostly like this pretty deep brown. I'm into it.
I like the amount of hops in it. It does have that little bit of bite, like we were saying. Here is what hop culture has to say about a Scotch ale. Scotch ale, also sometimes called wee heavy, is a style of beer that originates from Scotland. Fermented with ale yeast and brewed with a low level of hops and a rich sweet malt, Scotch ale is a dark ruby caramel colored beer of the strong ale variety. Like any other beer, Scotch ale is made using water, hops, yeast, and malt. In this case, though, it's the malt that is the core of a good Scotch ale. The recipe uses a rich mixture of pale and dark malts to give it its pleasant color, as well as reduce the sugar content. This is where the alcohol volume comes in. The sugar is important during fermentation to produce the ale's high ABV, generally ranging from 6 to 10%. That's pretty cool.
That's good. The other ones I've drank were actually called Wee Heavies. So now I'm on the same page. I think this one has a different smoothness to it that I really like while still having that hoppy bite to it. So it makes it more interesting instead of flat.
Others have had more of a carameliness based off of their malts. And this one is just more smooth. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely a little bit more on the hoppy side.
But balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of overly of one thing or the other. I appreciate the balance that has going on. All right, Kelsey, any FOs?
Not a single one for me.
That's okay.
But that's okay. How about you? Any FOs for you?
I have a few.
Yes.
I think I'm going to start with my hats because my other one has a hangover and I can just pop right into that. So I'm going to start with the Cross Skull Cap by Kimberly Villarreal. And this is the one I talked about last episode. And I was so excited about these decreases at the top of the crown of the hat. And I absolutely loved knitting it.
Spiral or was it?
It's like you have the four pieces and it comes up.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yep.
But at least for me, typically the decreases that I've done, there's like a round where you do decrease, a round where you knit, round mm-hmm. where you decrease. This one, without giving away too much, I think this is actually a free pattern. Yes, it is a free pattern. I can kind of talk about it more then. This one, you're actually decreasing every round, but in different spots.
Okay.
And I felt like I always knew where I was. I barely had to look at the pattern once I did the first few decreases in the first round. Like I really liked that. I think, I mean, there are yarn overs in it, so it does depend on your preference because there are like quote unquote holes in the top. And for me, I've got hair in my head, so it's really not a big deal. It's going to insulate just fine. But it was just so smooth to finish and I could not put it down once I started and I didn't. Like once I started, I'm like, no, this is so cool. So I like the concept. I might try to play around with it and do different things with like with that as my inspiration. I loved it.
Oh,
it's so great.
Some eyelids. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I guess I shouldn't call them holes. Intentional holes, eyelids. But yeah, I greatly enjoyed it. Used some of my Cascade and my stash. That was nice. And it used less than 50 grams. So I have enough for another hat potentially.
Nice.
We'll see. Yeah. So I absolutely love that. And then the second one I finished was my Baker's Hat by Emily Russell. I also used, this one I used Lion Brand. And this is their also discontinued, but is their Anya yarn. I think they were trying to kind of dip into more hand dyeing. And so that was kind of what that line was. And this was the down to earth colorway. And this was a classic hat. The designer in their description just said this is their like go-to classic hat pattern. It's written for a bunch of different sizes. And I also like that one too. And it's free too. And this one also has the decreases where we've got the four going up.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I enjoyed both of them. I thought they were clear and worked great. So that is those guys. My last ones, I finished my New Year's cast on.
Yay!
And this was Tracy's Magic Gloves by Tracy Yorkdale. And I heard about these from when Pam Maher knitted them as a test knit. And she is one of the co-hosts to Unraveling. And I loved it. These were gloves where you start at the bottom of the cuff on the pinky side of your hand, and you go up and down. So you actually knit flat in their garter. So like you knit up and down at different intervals, and then you bind off at the end of your pinky, and then you cast on to start the index finger and all the way through like that.
It's very cool that they're like very form fitted to your fingers.
Yes. Like I was so impressed. Like, I feel like she even kind of considered like where your knuckles are and everything. Like, it's cool. And the pattern comes with like a chart. So if like your hands aren't like perfectly matched to like the numbers that are, you can kind of note that as you go, then you're prepared for your next mitten and glove and going forward, if you make them again. I used New Garden Yarns, the Backyard Garden, and the colorway Eclipse. So this was a mostly black base with kind of like rainbows in it. And it's fascinating how it turned out with these gloves. My dad, actually, they visited a few weeks ago and he said that they look like Tron gloves. I'm like, yeah, I can see that.
See that?
Yeah, like rays of light going through them. So I thought it was really neat.
See them on your hand.
Oh, speaking of that, I'm glad you said that. This is like the first time I remember to actually grab all of my projects so I could show them to you. And then I didn't do it.
You didn't show me any of them. Jeez.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll start with the gloves and then I can show you the hats too. So glove one.
Nice. Oh, that looks so cool. I was a little skeptical, honestly, with it's nice clown barf in a way.
Yeah. They're a little crazy.
They're a little crazy, but it works.
I think most of the other people I've seen that have done it in like a semi-solid or something that is a little more consistently colored than this crazy yarn. But I've wanted to knit with this yarn forever. That's and I thought it'd be a neat way to see it. Yes, it's fingering.
It's definitely a good option instead of, a hat or a scarf or...
This is so fun. I'm wearing multiple knits.
How much did you use out of your yarn for your gloves?
Less than half. Oh no, just over 54.
So you could probably find a way to make a hat or something to go with it. That would.
Yeah, that'd be fun. So here's my skull hat, but the decreases are really cool. There's no increases because it's bottom down.
What weight is that?
Worsted.
Okay.
And then my baker's hat. It's also worsted.
I like that one a lot. I might have to make that one.
Yeah. And I like how the colors pooled a little bit.
They did. That looks really cool. They kind of go one way with your ribbing and then another way with your body. And it looks so good.
Yay. Thank you. I thought that was so fun. Yeah. So I'm glad you said something. I'm like, darn it. I like never remember. And I remember to grab all my things.
Oh, I like seeing it in your yarn because I'm not sure I would be drawn to it based off of the pattern picture. I think it looks a little bit more fun.
Yeah. Thank you. I think it's, yeah. It's, if I'm going to knit in one color, it's probably not going to be very solid.
I know, but it works out. It's cute. I might have to look at that.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, so I enjoyed all of them. And while I'm on the topic of Trace's magic gloves, I did have a hangover, and I needed to take a day and really think about it.
Oh goodness.
Because so I'd finished it. I'd finished my second glove, bound it off, and weaved in the ends. And like I wove in the ends like way more than I needed to, because I was just kind of talking or whatever. I'm like, oh, well, I've just knit like the weaved in the ends, like all the way up the glove, whatever. That's fine. It's duplicate stitch. It's just super secure. And then I tried them on.
Oh, goodness.
And my first glove fits great. And my second glove, I'm like, I can't get this down to my thumb, because the thumb is the last finger you do. On all the other fingers, you're basically going, starting and casting on and binding off the same number of stitches.
Mm-hmm.
But on the last one to get to your thumb, you're binding off more. And I skipped that. I was up there and then knit my thumb up by my index finger or pointer finger, sorry. And like I could force it, but like no amount of blocking was going to fix, I don't know, 20 or 30 stitches. But that night I was like, it's fine. I'm just going to leave it. I'll block it out. It's no big deal. And like that night I was thinking about, like, no, you're never going to wear these now. You're going to try to give them away and no one else is going to wear them. Like, just fix it. And it took me a night. It was no big deal. But totally not on the pattern. I just wasn't paying attention and didn't bind off the right number. So I actually knit more than I need, like more stitches I even needed to anyways. And they're fun. I think that they were a really neat experience.
Well, that's good. That's good. I also have a hangover that is similar in the fact that I knit more stitches than I need to.
Oh no.
There's a part in this sweater where you join your front to your back, or you pick up the stitches for your front based off of your back, because you knit the back first.
Okay.
You knit the back shoulders, then you pick up for the front shoulders. And instead of picking up like 42 stitches, I picked up 48 stitches.
Oh,
so I picked up about a half inch more than I was supposed to, but I decided, so one of the things I had done was not swatch, but I kind of guessed off of some ranges of what I've knit in the past, and I went down multiple needle sizes. I just went down to a gauge that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And sized up of what I was planning, hoping that I'll end up somewhere between the size that I am recommended and the size that I'm knitting. So I'm thinking that it may work out in my benefit that I ended up with more stitches on my needle to start with at the top of my neck.
Okay.
And then so I knit the front with the extra stitches, or I knit the two fronts with the extra stitches. And then there's a part where you increase to bring your fronts together.
Okay.
I increased the same amount, thinking that would give space for my well-endowed front. And then I just decreased after I joined the body. I decreased for a few inches, or I decreased cool. A couple stitches every inch for a few inches.
Okay.
So that just gives me a little extra room for the girls.
So it worked out.
Yeah. It
nice.
Kind of a blessing in disguise.
Yay.
So while a hangover, well, it was annoying and I wasn't sure what I was going to do, it's working out well.
It's almost like you like attempted hair of the dog and then it ended up being another great night.
Yes. It's when you have that back-to-back fun weekend.
Yeah. That's cool. I love your process and how you, I guess you didn't even fix it. It ended up being more custom to you. That's cool.
I was actually I used a little try on tubing and tried it on a little bit and I was like, works great. This is going to be just fine.
Yay.
I'm so excited.
That's awesome. You've made a lot of progress on it too.
Yeah. I've been able to do an inch and a half or so on the body a day. No, the pattern calls for 4mm needle and I am on a 2.5, I believe.
I think I would probably be in the same boat. That's awesome.
It's a little bit, the gauge is a little bit smaller than what is in the pattern.
Okay.
So I think it's going to give me exactly the size that I want.
Yes. What's happened? Do you have any stash enhancements?
I don't. It has been, let me see. It's been 81 days since I have outright purchased yarn.
Nice.
Yep. And based off of how much knitting I've done in those 81 days, there's been no reason for me to purchase yarn. And at this point, I'm planning to make a purchase on day 101.
Oh, I like it.
Because there is a coupon I want to use and support the person that I got the coupon from. So I feel okay with that.
Me too. I think that's awesome. At Do you have point, any yarn in mind?
Well, it's not actually going to be yarn. It's going to be fiber.
Okay.
Maddie got some cool fiber that has rainbow nylon in it.
Ooh.
Yeah. I want to spin rainbow nylon.
Heck yes. That's awesome.
So at this point, it's a planned purchase and I'm looking forward to it.
Yay. I like it. I cannot put this bag down right now. It's Yay! So weird. Well, there's phases in this project where like, I was just like, I don't feel like doing this at all. And now I'm just like, I just want to go. It's just really fitting that.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It's so weird how that happens. I do have a stash enhancement.
Tell me more.
And it has been so hard. I have wanted to tell you about it. And I'm like, I want you to see it. So I have waited.
Oh, goodness.
So this was a gift. It was a little bit late, but we did a sock exchange or a exchange with Gravel Knits and I got mine. And so look at this bag. Like, how fun.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like sparkly space.
I love that.
It's so fun. So now I have like, I have two cool bags now because I have the bag from you and now this is from Maddie. And so now I have like two really cute like bags. I can't even talk. So I can be like a cool knitter now because I have knitter bags. I'm so excited. And I got my first, I think you call it a try-on cord.
Yeah.
And these beautiful, colorful stitch markers. One is a gummy bear.
Ooh.
Cool. I don't even know if I've talked about gummy bears, but I love gummy bears very much. I also like them soaked in pretty much any type of alcohol. Just throwing that one out there too. And Ooh. Tequila. I didn't think I would like it, but it's great. So
cinnamon gummy bears or gummy worms or gummy bears with prairie fire.
Prairie Fire is awesome. I didn't realize that Prairie Fire was from us, from Iowa.
There's 9 miles from your house. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So my parents visited and my sister visited 2 weekends ago and they had never been to the Coming Tap. And I was like, well, we got to go. You got to buy some koozies. And their koozies say, I love coming or I heart coming. So you got to go.
I heart coming.
And it's a dive bar. My parents love dive bars. They love just random off the beaten path like
and
adventures.
The bar owner is a big time cyclist.
Yes.
Big time.
Yeah, they have actually I don't even know now. It's been some years since I've been able to do it. But Taco Tuesdays and Steak Wednesdays.
Those have kind of gone by the wayside, but okay. There's now a taco truck on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Oh, perfect. There we go. Yeah. So that's super fun. But across the street, there's a distillery and I have attempted to go there and they've always been closed. They were open. So we went there and I was like, Prairie Fire's from here? This is so cool. So Prairie Fire is like a cinnamon spiced whiskey, but it's so good.
And if it's the less sugary version of Fireball.
And it's better. It tastes better.
It's smooth, but it's spicy and it is delicious. And since it relates back to your whole story, I'm going to continue with
this. Yeah, let's hear it.
Last weekend was the big kickoff to gravel cycling in Iowa with the Serum race, which is the Central Iowa something, something, something. Anyway, it's the first gravel race in Iowa. This year is the 15th running, and it starts out of the coming tap. And very I usually cool. take out a bottle of Prairie Fire onto the course for the riders.
I like it.
It was a lot of fun.
Very cool.
Cole and I took the unofficial podium of being the last people out.
Just taking care of everybody. You're good.
Oh, yeah. We left when Bob did.
Let's see. Okay. And then I also got yarn. And I just hope this pink shows up.
Oh my God.
As fun as it is. Right?
Is it like neon bright eye searing pink?
Yes. Isn't it amazing?
It's a good thing I'm not there.
That's true. It might make it not home with me and maybe make it home with Kelsey.
I ruined my shirt.
Yeah, I love it. It's a 2-ply sock yarn and it's just gorgeous. It's so vibrant. I want to cast something on, but I also need to whip down a little bit. Dude, so that'd
be a cool color work.
Yeah.
2-color shawl, 2-color something.
It's going to be awesome. Whatever. Like, it can't not be. It's impossible.
So pink.
And then I also got beautiful purple mini, which is kind of showing more like navy for some reason.
It's showing purple.
You seeing it? Okay.
Yeah, I'm seeing purple.
But I love the semi-solidness of it.
I like that how light it goes in spots.
Mm-hmm. And then like right here, it's like super deep.
You got like a super, super deep, but you've also got a spot that's almost white.
Yeah. So I think it's going to add a lot of interest to whatever I use it for.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. So I'm so excited. Because now I have a Kelsey bag and a Maddie bag and this beautiful yarn. And going to make awesome things. So thank you, Maddie. Thank you, Kelsey, for organizing our swap.
We'll have to do it again this year.
Yes, definitely. Well, fun. So our next section is hangovers and we knocked that out. So I think that gets us to our topic. We've been talking a while. Sorry, Kelsey. I've been jabbering.
Oh, it's all good. I don't know anywhere to go.
So I'm our topic.
My best friend.
Yay, besties. I love you. Okay.
I love you too.
Now I'm going to blush. Oh my goodness. Okay. So tonight we decided to do a topic and this is a big topic, but we are just going to grab some pieces of it and it is knitting for babies.
And we've sort of mentioned knitting for babies.
Yeah.
We've talked about a few of our, go-to patterns are some of our fun patterns that we've done.
Yeah. And some of the projects and gifts that we have made but I think that gives us a great chance to talk about it, kind of get into it. And Kelsey, did you kind of want to start off or do you want, where should we start?
Let's kind of start. Sure. Well, you can start with mine because it will kind of lead into yours.
Yeah. I feel like our first thought was this, kind of the same. So.
One of the big things that comes up in knitting for babies is you get your people, you're all excited to knit for babies. Oh, I'm going to make something. It's so cute. It's so adorable. It's going to be great. And then the unfortunate part is the recipient receives it and it's, it's so cute. It's adorable. It's great for the one moment I'm putting it on my child. But then we're going to get worn again or something. And there's some of that function versus, fashion that mm-hmm. comes into play. And there's absolutely times where both are absolutely great. Right? I can't speak on this fact, but you can.
You totally can. I think there's things that look really great in pictures, which is basically what Kelsey is getting at. So you can make something gorgeous. You might I feel like I see those pictures all the time on Instagram where I'm like, yeah, they were never going to wear that. But darn, does that look cute in a picture, So there's projects like that where you're doing something for a special photo opportunity or maybe a single event, but it's very special. So you kind of have that side. And then you also have the side of something that they're going to use a lot, like a pullover sweater or a diaper cover. So we kind of have those two big topics, and then we can kind of, or options, and then you can kind of whittle down from there. And most of the time the people doing the knitting are not babies. So this is generally a gift of some sort.
Right. I don't know too many babies that knit.
Yeah. I don't know if I know of too many either.
I know of one toddler who she keeps trying, and we're going to get there. But
not a girl. Very cool. So that's just something to keep in mind. Because generally, even if it's your own kid, it's something you're knitting for someone else. It's something you're gifting or commissioning. So that intention, I think, is good to kind of consider when you're deciding on what you're going to do. And I think there's a lot of opportunity with baby knits. Things that were a massive project might still be kind of a big project, but they're significantly smaller. You know, a blanket is going to cover an adult. It's going to be a lot bigger than a blanket that's going to cover a child. So maybe this is your chance to try out a blanket if you've never knitted one before.
Or a sweater. Like, knitting for babies is a great opportunity to explore some of those things that you might not know for yourself. Socks, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, I can't remember if it was my first or second pair of socks, my Knit Riker pair of socks when he was really little.
It might have been your second pair.
I think, yeah. And it was good to just kind of understand the shape on a less pressure project. No offense to Riker, but he wasn't walking. They didn't have to fit perfect. They looked really adorable. So this is an opportunity to maybe try something like that that you wouldn't normally have tried, or you want to explore with a little bit more room.
There's a little less more risk. Forgiving. Yes. A little more room for forgiveness that you don't have quite so much, and you may have a bigger commitment to a
adult sweater, adult blanket. And there's kind of that sizing thing too, right? If you knit something for a baby that they're going to grow into, you've got that opportunity too. So you don't have to get the sizing perfect right then, because they are not at their like final size. Like, I feel like I'm kind of at my final height at this point. So hats are going to fit this dimension.
This is the time to learn about gauge.
So this is a great time where I have knit several hats for Riker that are still too big and he wears anyways, but he can grow into them. And that's super great. So I think that is a cool thing to consider if you're thinking about knitting a baby knit, is that you have that more forgiving, as Kelsey was saying. You can do a bigger project that's still going to be a little smaller because it's for a baby. And in that light, you also don't need as much yarn. So you might have some yarn in your stash that you don't quite know what to do with. Like, I think I've made some baby hats that were less than 20 grams of worsted weight.
Oh, absolutely. Like,
so this is a chance to use maybe some really beautiful yarn that you're not sure what to do with.
Or you just there have a little remainder left from another project and there's not really enough to do anything else with. A lot of time, like socks for me, if I have a regular 100 gram skein of sock yarn, I'm use up 65 grams for my socks. I had that enough left. I can make at least one or two little hats.
Yeah. Or some other options, mittens. Like they're cute little hands. Like you don't need as much yarn. So it's an opportunity.
And you don't have to do the thumb necessarily. It's just a little cover.
Yeah. Especially when they're real little, when they're truly babies, you don't need any thumbs. You just need to cover their cute little hands. They're so cute little. And then this is also a time, I think, for wool to shine in its magicness. I know I've talked about this a whole bunch, but diaper covers are awesome. And part of the magic of them is the properties of wool, because your wool is going to pull that any moisture that your diaper misses away from their body while they're sleeping. It's going to make them more comfortable. They're more likely going to sleep through the night. If you're using diaper covers at night, which is what we still do with our toddler, you can reuse them several times before you have to wash them. And they're really not that hard to wash. I do hand wash mine, but it's just 10, 15 minutes and I have to dry it. The two that we have right now, I purchased. So I just really wanted to knit other things.
You know, absolutely.
Kelsey knitted one for me and I knitted one. We knitted them together and I used those for a long time. He's bigger now.
Oh, definitely.
And I'm sure there's a lot of other ones that use the magic properties of wool, but also I think this is a great opportunity for acrylic too. And I know people feel different about acrylic, but like for us, we were ridiculously fortunate to receive two crocheted blankets from Riker's great grandma. And one of them lives at daycare and they wash it every week and it looks the same.
Oh, wow.
And it's been 3 years. So there's definitely advantages and disadvantages to it. But I think that that is a really great thing, is you can make things, and there are some wonderfully soft acrylics that you can use, and they're going to look just the same. If you can wash them 50 million times and they're going to be fine. So I know the acrylic does melt and you have to be aware of that. So just something to throw out there. But I did want to also show the benefits for anyone that has acrylic in their stash. I know I had a lot of acrylic in my stash that I finally found a use for, but this might be a spot for it.
It has its place. It can be definitely used, especially when you have an eye on somebody and things like that. And like you said, can be washed time and again.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like, this blanket looks exactly like the first day we got it. And it is very beautiful. And then there's also sometimes being a knitter, you're just kind of expected to knit things. And in my case, I'm not great at saying no, but I do love knitting little baby things. So this is an opportunity to look at those smaller projects because they're super small, right? So booties are great. Little hats are great. Socks, as Kelsey had said, hats. And you could even go with thicker yarn. I know the festival hat that Kelsey shared with me, I made that as a baby hat and it's bulky.
Bulky, right.
And it's super cute. I made a mommy one and a baby one. And I think I knocked them both out in the same week.
You did. I remember that.
So if you're wanting to do something, but you don't want to make a super intricate baby sweater, you've got lots of beautiful other options that can get a lot of use or look great in pictures, wherever you're at.
So have you found anything that has been easier or less easy to have Riker wear or that he likes to wear?
Hats are definitely the easiest. And he like loves picking out his hat because we have a box of hats that I've knitted him. So I'd say hats are probably easiest. He's starting to get into the sweaters. So that's really exciting. Kelsey knitted some adorable pants and those were so great because it was when he was like littler too. And it kept him so much like more dry and clean and I could reuse them.
Dude, I need more pants. He needs more pants.
Hey, thank you. I will try to knit some too.
I am a very pro advocate for knit pants.
I knit myself some. Yeah. So I think it was kind of the thoughts and ideas I had. I'm sure I'm missing some things. Knitting for babies is a huge topic, but these are just some thoughts that we thought would be fun to put together and put out there. And if anyone else has any ideas, we'll share them in a future episode. I can even like modify our notes in the future to add your ideas to it. So if people look at the notes, they can see them.
I think at some point we might have to come back and do a relook at some of our favorite baby knits.
Yeah, that'd be way fun.
Maybe we can look forward to that in the future.
Holy game.
Well, very cool. So have you learned anything biking this week?
Yes, I sure have. And this has been on my mind kind of a lot lately. And Kelsey actually talks about this quite a bit in crafting. And it's the same idea with physical sports is cross training, which is maybe something I'm not as great at in crafting. Regardless of whatever your sport is, make sure you have some variance in it or do some variance beside it. So say an example is you're a runner, even as much as like running backwards, running on different surfaces, running inside versus outside, or a more of a bigger thing, which is, I mean, the bigger variance, the more you're going to get out of it, is different fitnesses. I know like sprinters, some of them can like squat ridiculous amounts of weight. So they don't just run. They also weightlift or do yoga or something else. So the variation you can add is only going to help you in your favorite thing. So not even just biking, but if we're talking biking, like Kelsey and I've kind of slacked on it, but we are doing yoga once a week together. Like that's perfect. So just adding that variation, you can swim, you can do yoga, you can take a dance class. Maybe biking isn't your thing, but you can use that as your cross training thing. Or like CrossFit's a good example, not to like get too far into it, but that's all it is constant variation. So adding that variation is going to make you a little more well-rounded and more prepared for anything.
Sounds like I am very excited to have the spring coming. I'm looking forward to being outside. I finally ran again.
Yay!
But you know, I primarily am a cyclist, and I've noticed over the last handful of years that, yeah, I can go out and ride my bike forever. But if it goes to running, I can't run anymore. My body says no, it doesn't like it. That's because I stopped running. So I'm not saying I'm definitely running, but I'm going to start walking more.
Yeah, and that's like awesome. That, mm-hmm. You know?
Just help to move a little bit more and keep moving and keep challenging your body to something new.
And it's only going to help you in the other things. So that's my tip for the week is cross training, regardless of what it is, just do something different than your same. I mean, maybe you're an avid walker, maybe walk kind of sideways down a block or backwards. Like it doesn't have to be crazy, but just that difference is going to help you be better in general.
I think that's a great note.
Yes. I think that's all I got.
That's great.
All right. That all.
The things.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tap as Gravelknits. Our website is gravelknits.com. You can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com. And you can also support us on Patreon at patreon.com/gravelknits.
You can find me, Kelsey, on Instagram and Ravelry as Bikes Brews Youth, and occasionally on Untapped as Kelsey J.
And you can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin N. Lloyd. And I also have a second Instagram, Caitlin N. Lloyd Knits and Bikes. Please message us to let us know what you'd like us to talk about. And we'd love to hear what you think about the show. If you like the podcast, please share it with a friend.
Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love, beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human, and while we're trying to educate ourselves, there's always more to learn, and any critiques are